This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heading into training camp in the offseason, obviously Josh Simmons, we can start with him but if you want, but I would rather talk about Juwan Taylor, because that to me is much more concerning, frustrating, given what has happened in years prior. You know, Josh Simmons as a rookie, I thought he was fine. I'll use that word. He was fine.
Yeah.
That's what I would describe Josh. He was fine in the
game. Couple of big blocks, couple of missed blocks, but overall, decent job.
Juwan Taylor, though, we're back to this again. We're back to the prime time making mistakes, multiple false start penalties over three quarters there. We're back to in crucial spots coming up with holding penalties. As a veteran on this team, we're doing this again. He, this go around, has, I think, a legitimate backup behind him. He, in my, I don't know if Andy Reid's leash is as short as mine. He has one more game. If on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, if he goes out there and has another three false start penalties and a crucial holding call, Jalen Moore should get an opportunity in week three. I don't think his leash is that short. I think fans want him pulled already. They're not making that switch now.
No, that's a little faster than teams operate.
It's a week or so for me, and I would be willing to make a switch. That stuff just cannot be happening for a veteran. Like, we know the money they're paying him. Okay, so he's a starter. All right, he won the job and all that. But as we get further into this thing, if he is hurting your team, then that part will not matter. It'll be, hey, Jalen Moore is better than you at this point in time. If you can't clean up the false start stuff, I don't care if you're getting picked on, figure it out.
I do think, genuinely speaking, I watched, as you did, a lot of NFL this weekend. Other players do what he's doing. He is being called at a disproportionate... I'm not going to defend him here in a minute. But he is still being... Chris Collinsworth might have ruined that man's career. He is still called at a disproportionately higher rate than any player in the NFL because of one Sunday night football game in which Chris Collinsworth was losing his mind over it. So, setting that aside, I'm with you. Sir, you got 5 days, 6 days. If you look like this again on Sunday against the Eagles, and you have two more false start penalties and a holding call, get your ass off the field. And the truth is that you weren't ever afforded that luxury at any other point under Juwan Taylor's career because you had other problems to solve in the offensive line. You couldn't be bothering dealing with a average right tackle who had severe penalty problems. You had to deal with your other bigger problems on the offensive line instead. You signed Jalen Moore to a good size contract. If Juwan Taylor can't handle it, then Jalen Moore should be the starter. I don't even think this should be up for debate, honestly.
Yeah, I just don't think they're making the switch this early. No. You would admit that that's not happening for another game or so, at least.
No, probably not. Yeah. By the way,
I would still start Juwan Taylor this Sunday. I know it's easy to hop on Twitter in the moment and be like, all right, bench him, let's move on. The organizations just don't operate that way if you're a veteran. I understand last year. Hell, Kingsley got a game and a half last year as a rookie at left tackle. So I sure as heck know they're not out benching Jawan Taylor after one game.
Yeah, that's true.
But
he's getting at least two.
It's on firm watch. I mean, if it's another problem on Sunday, I would have no problem with them doing that. Let's see what happens on Sunday for him. But that,
blame the injury if you want. Put him on the short-term IR and say it's the knee. I don't really care how you want to soften the blow for him. He is the most penalized offensive lineman in the NFL since signing with the Chiefs.
Yep.
No player in the NFL has been penalized more than him. I mean, it's out of control at this point. He's an active drive killer. Like, you can't constantly, because he doesn't just false start. He holds too. He gets called for a lot of holdings.
That's where I think if he's causing problems in the middle of a game, you have to bench him. Like, if he's ruining drives because of a holding and it's consistent or it happens over the course of two or three drives, you have to sit him.
You and I talked about
it. If it's costing
this,
you points, you have to do
I just don't know if Andy will do that to a vet in that spot. I think we're all, for the most part, in agreement that the leash should be very short. You have a reasonable backup this time around this year. You didn't have that last year. If it continues to be an issue, I don't think we're gonna be sitting here. Maybe I'm way off. Sunday afternoon, he's got two false start penalties, and it's halftime. I don't think Jalen Moore starting the second half. I just don't think Andy Reid will do that quickly for a veteran. But I certainly will be right there with everybody that if it's another game of that, then heading into week three, I'll be saying, hey, it's time to go ahead and get Jalen Moore going.
I just, you know, we talked about this before the season. I told you I would like it to just Jalen Moore have an open competition to win it at right tackle from the beginning. And you and I both knew that that was unrealistic on based where the Chiefs would handle it. I was just talking about a personal preference of what I thought should have taken place at the beginning. But you and I at that same time discussed this very thing. That if Jawan, I said, fine, we agree that Jawan Taylor is going to start from the beginning. But at the same time, he should have, if he struggles, the right to get the job later if that's the case. Guy can't stop getting penalties. It's crazy. And look, I genuinely think he's being picked on by the NFL at this point. He is being called it at a disproportionately higher rate than any other offensive lineman in the NFL. This is very common practice. Tons of them do it. I saw it 60 times between every football game I watched. A guy looked like he starts about the same time as him. They call, but like, you also know you're a marked man. You're going to have to lose some blocks in order to get them to stop thinking about you doing it. You have to make an adjustment to how they are refereeing you. How they're calling you, it's different, so you got to adjust to that.
Yeah, someone said they pulled Jawan Taylor a couple years ago. Yeah, for like a few plays. We're talking about if they pull him as in Jalen Moore's the starter moving forward. Different conversation. Like, sitting him out for a drive is different. Yes, they have done that his first year in Kansas City. That second week or that first game when it was ridiculous when he became a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. We're talking like if they pull him, Jalen Moore should be the guy. I think that leash is much longer than we would like to.
What do you think their leash is? A month?
I think Andy would give him a month, truly,
Matt Verderam did some numbers. Over the last 2 years, Jawan Taylor has been called for 36 penalties. No other NFL player has even been called for 30 in that span. So it's not like he's just leading drastically.
To give you some numbers
behind what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not even like I was saying offensive lineman. He's the most penalized player. Now, of course, offensive linemen have more chances to be penalized for things versus, you're a wide receiver.
I still think if they hit a deep shot to Tyquan Thorin and there's a holding call and it's on Jawan Taylor, you have one more series. Like, it's not like a false start, who cares? But if it's a holding call on a big play or it takes back a big play, that's a big problem. And I think that's the one where you get tired of it.
Yeah, that was that
Simmons allowed, I think, five pressures was the total from PFF. Yeah. He allowed five pressures.
I would just describe Simmons. He was game one. Fine. Nothing new. Like, he was fine.
Honest to God. Think about how bad Jawan Taylor had to be for us to not discuss the fact that Kingsley was a turnstile in two different plays.
Oh, man.
I mean,
on the Kelsey touchdown. On the Kelsey touchdown.
Were you trying to block someone?
That was unbelievable to go back and watch on the touchdown play. You're watching Kelsey, and then you notice that Kingsley just did he just step aside?
Just like, excuse me, kind sir.
He got beat straight away. He got beat right off the ball. It was
yikes.
And on the deep pass to Hollywood Brown.
Oh, no, yeah, on that was the one.
Khalil Mack just said, excuse me, I'm trying to get through if you don't mind. And just let him right through. And look, Kingsley's not supposed to be graded it right away. Part of this is pay and performance do matter. Jawan Taylor is the second most expensive player on this team. He makes almost the identical amount of money on the cap as Patrick Mahomes. So, like, you can't just be, look, I'll take average. At some point, you're paid what you're paid, and I just need to play. But you can't be penalized every drive and making second and five, second and 10, some false start. You can't make a hold where they're getting, it can't be every drive. So you got to be able to get it together.
So about the offensive line, about Kingsley, I have a question. So they ran the ball 10 times with that, or 11 times Patrick Mahomes. Is there a point where it's like, you know what, Kingsley, you're really good at run blocking, but we don't run the ball enough for you to be in this game. We need somebody who's going to pass protect better. And you just go with it. Like, and you go with Caliendo or whatever the case is, just because you're great at run blocking, but we don't run the ball enough. And or maybe they need to adjust to doing that, to your point earlier, Cody. But we don't run the ball enough for you to not give us enough in the pass protection game for you to be starting at left guard for us.
Yeah, so I agree that over time, yes, but also it's what you just said. If that was their determination, then he wouldn't have started the season.
Yeah. Again, you mentioned Kingsley got a game and a half, and they weren't even sure about him. So it's not to say that this can't take place or any outside of that. It's just he should be on a short leash. I don't know that he'll be on as short of a leash as you and I are talking about. Seems like, you know what my guess is? If you made me predict right now, same thing, Gold, even money, you gave me $1,000, I had to bet it. I'd actually bet that Juwan Taylor is the starter the whole season. And like, just because knowing how the Chiefs operate, like, it's more than likely Juwan Taylor is the starter for 17 games this year than he's not. That would be the odds-on favorite. But it's kind of inexcusable when you're talking about a player playing as bad as he did. Then you go back to the entire game. There's just so many different ways to look at it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.